Hi, it's Danielle. Thank you for joining me on Positively Chill. This is episode 2, and like episode 1, this will be a positivity playlist episode. I pick some feel-good songs and just talk about them. And I hope you chill out, vibe out, zone out, all the outs. Whether you're driving or working or trying to relax, I hope you're a little more chill afterwards. And if you're just waking up, grab a cup of coffee and let's hang. So speaking of coffee, on Saturday, I woke up and I had my usual cup of coffee. I drink a lot of coffee usually, not so much because of the caffeine, but just I like the taste. So I had my usual iced coffee and then I was out and about and I felt like it didn't really hit the spot. So I had a triple latte, which I found out later had 175 milligrams of caffeine. And then I forgot that I had had that. So at lunch, I had a cold brew, which has 200 milligrams of caffeine. And wouldn't you know it, but my body wasn't liking it. I felt so nauseous and I couldn't figure out why. My body was like, hey, how about some water? And I was like, how about another iced coffee? And my body was like, I really think you should have some water or something. I was like, nah, I'm gonna have another coffee. Collect your things. I've had it with your shit. Shockingly, by the grace of God, I was able to fall asleep. But then, surprise, I was up at 3 a.m. and couldn't fall back asleep at all. So while I was laying awake, I had some time to think about this episode. And I also had time to overthink and analyze every interaction I have had in the past 4 years. Neat, right? How many times have you spent way too much time overthinking something? Something you said, something you did, a reaction to someone, something you wore. The list is endless, right? The phrase, I can't believe I just said that, it happens to me a lot. My brain's filter is like dial-up internet, and it takes its sweet time to decide what thoughts get to come out and play. So, yeah, overthinking, for me, the smaller the consequence to an action or a decision, the more I seem to overthink. For example, I agreed to go to dinner this weekend with a friend, and while I love this friend, I just really don't want to go. I would rather sit in my sweatpants with my dog and watch Schitt's Creek for the billionth time. And I've been thinking all week about how to get out of it. First of all, for my friends who are listening, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about someone else, another friend. You don't know him. He's new here. Anyway, I will think about it all week. And really, there's no consequence to me canceling. My friend isn't going to defriend me for bailing on dinner. The larger the consequence to an action or decision, I think about it less because I'm just pushing it out of my mind. I don't want to even think about it. When we're overthinking, we create these elaborate scenarios in our mind. We imagine what the other person is thinking or feeling when in reality, it's not based on facts in any way. In reality, the other person is probably not even thinking about it. It's like when we notice something about our appearance and think that everyone else notices it too, like the time I dyed my hair purple and seriously no one noticed. Well, I'm exaggerating, but some people didn't notice. And to me, that was shocking because it was something I was constantly thinking about. But like our face or our hair, whatever, we notice that those things more than other people do. We think about ourselves way more than other people think about us. So here's a little lesson for you. It's a little science lesson. Our brains overthink because we are built to problem solve. Dopamine initiates the process of problem solving in order to reward the brain. Adrenaline is released and you get energy for all that intense problem solving you're about to do. And as you think about potential solutions, serotonin is released. good old serotonin. And that's the loop. And when we can't find a solution, serotonin is blocked and cortisol is released. Pesky cortisol, the Lex Luthor of our brains. Actually, it's probably more like Scarecrow from Batman. I know I'm mixing my superhero villains. You know, anyway, cortisol is the brain's overzealous security guard jumping in when actually you just really just need a chill pill. Cortisol doesn't need to be released in this situation, but it is, and that causes you to stress. The more you know. I fear that some of you might be too young to know that reference. That jingle is implanted in my brain forever. Whenever I learn something cool, I just sing it to myself. For example, this is something cool that I learned recently. Did you know that John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States, has a grandson that is still alive today? He was born, let's see, Googling while podcasting. Okay, he was born in 1790. And he died in 1862. And his grandson is 95 years old. Harris Ruffin Tyler. Ruffin. I don't know. Bananas, right? The more you know. Okay, I've gotten off track. Rambling is probably overthinking's cousin. But that's another episode, I think. So how do we get out of this loop? Have you tried banging your head into the wall? I'm kidding. I am not a mental health professional, but what I can say is this. We get anxious when we overthink, and anxiety can lead to a lot of different outcomes. Get into the state you want to respond in. If you want to respond in a peaceful way, get peaceful, get zen. You're not going to be able to respond peacefully if you're a ball of anxiety. So take the time to get to the state you want to respond in. Go for a walk, lift some heavy weights. For me, heavy weights do something different to my brain than a cardio workout. They fatigue my body and then they fatigue my brain and more than other workouts. So I will do that if I feel like I need to burn off some anxious energy and get calm. I don't think anyone has ever done a really hard, great workout and been more anxious afterwards. I don't think. And for me, if I go for a long run, I'm ruminating in my thoughts the whole time. I'm replaying conversations. I'm making up conversations that didn't even happen. I'm breaking up with myself. I'm firing myself. So running is not the activity for me to do when I'm overthinking. It just makes it worse. But lifting heavy weights pulls me out of my head. Likely because I'm afraid of dropping a 50-pound barbell on my head and I have to use all my brain power on that instead of overthinking the other things. So find the thing that will pull you out of your head and put you in the state you want to be in when you respond, even if that means walking away from your computer, leaving a party early, or saying to, let's say, your boss, that's really interesting. I'll have to think on it and get back to you. So try it. Okay, so this is the positivity playlist episode. Even though you may not know it, I spent so much time rambling that I didn't even get to the songs. So today's playlist are feel good songs from the 70s. So without further ado, first song, Bill Withers, Lovely Day, 1977. Great opening beat, really gets the head bobbing. It's a vibe for sure. Then I Look at You and the World is All Right with Me. What a line, what a line. Then I look at you and the world is all right with me. Just one look at you and I know it's going to be a lovely day. How sweet, how nice is that? Imagine if someone said that to you in your real life. Man, it would make my day. there's so much courage in saying the words we feel, and we forget sometimes that the ones we love need to hear it. They need to actually hear the words and not assume you still feel that way. Loving someone, it's effortless when they're at their best, right? They're full of hope and light and joy. But true love shines brightest when it's embraced in the darkest, when the person is crumbling under stress or burdened with pain. That's when true love shows its depth. And that is when we should say those words out loud. And even if it's not with the ones you love, even with a stranger, it makes a difference. Kindness doesn't cost a thing. Saying something nice to someone, a compliment, or even a smile can really make someone's day. You don't know what someone else is going through at any moment, and you do have the power to make someone's day better. So I hope if someone tells you that when they look at you, they know it's going to be a lovely day, cherish that, cherish it, and pay it forward. Say something kind to someone else. Second song, I Want to Be Sedated by the Ramones, 1978. This song always reminds me of the show My So-Called Life. That show was a bit before my time, but I remember finding it later and feeling like it really spoke to me. I think I found the show when I was about the age of that the characters were, somewhere around 16 years old. And I was obsessed. And there were only 2 seasons. Don't you hate that when it happens? You find a show or a podcast or something you love and then it's canceled. It feels like a heartbreak. So that was me with My So-Called Life. And if I remember correctly, this song is in the episode where Rayan, I think that's her name, Rayan, she gets fall down drunk. Okay, let me back up. If you haven't seen the show, Claire Danes plays Angela, who's a sophomore, I think, freshman sophomore in high school. And she's not really an outcast, but she's not really in the, you know, quote, in crowd. And I just felt like everything she was going through, I was going through. She was dealing with family issues and coming into her own and coming of age. She had these really great friends, Rayan and Ricky, who also were not really kind of, quote, mainstream teens. They were funky and unapologetic. But Angela is still dealing with her identity and how she wants to be viewed and how she wants to act and dress and all that stuff that we deal with as teenagers. And she has an obsession with Jordan Catalano, an older boy at her school, played by Jared Leto. And I also had an obsession with him. He was kind of like the bad boy. He was a musician and he never went to school and he drove this really cool classic car and he just didn't give a shit. And nowadays there is a term for this and it's emotionally unavailable, but I don't think that term existed then. But if it did, Jordan Catalano would be the poster boy. So his band, he was in a band, sang this song, I Want to Be Sedated, at a gig. And then Rayan, the friend, she was drunk, she jumped on stage and sang it. I may not be remembering the whole storyline correctly, but this song is definitely in the show and at somewhat of a pivotal moment because it brings Angela and Jordan closer together. And spoiler, she gets the boy. Maybe that's why I love the show so much. Should really rewatch it. But I bet as an adult now, it would be very cringy, so maybe I won't. I don't really want to ruin it. The third and last song, Queen, Don't Stop Me Now, 1979. I love this song. It puts me in such a good mood. This song always reminds me of Shaun of the Dead, which is a great, great Halloween movie. Well, it's a zombie movie, but I always watch it at Halloween. And this song is in the pub scene where they're beating the hell out of a bunch of zombies. Can we talk about how zombies aren't very scary. I'm such a chicken when it comes to horror movies. I literally get scared when watching horror trailers. No joke, I can't handle it. But zombies just don't scare me. They're like slow and dumb, right? I used to watch The Walking Dead, and I watched Last of Us and a whole bunch of zombie movies. Not scary. Not scary at all. If I had to pick a horror genre to live in, like the world was ending and I had to pick, you know, aliens, ghosts, zombies, I would pick zombies. It's a real no-brainer. See what I did? No-brainer. Because zombies. Okay, sorry. Anyway, Shaun of the Dead is a great movie. See it if you haven't. Okay, so anyway, some fun facts about Freddie Mercury that I recently found out. He once saved Billie Jean King, yes, tennis star Billie Jean King, from a bar fight. Well, I guess it was a fight in a nightclub, but there were tables being thrown and chairs being thrown, and he saved her. Isn't that nice? Another fun fact, he would sometimes record nude. He had a bunch of vocal cord issues and found that rehearsing naked helped for some reason. I'm not sure what the science is behind that. Don't understand it. I'll have to look into it. Okay, so the song, it's so good, right? It makes me feel like I'm ready to kick some ass. And the line, I feel alive and the world, I'll turn it inside out. It sums that whole song up perfectly. I love listening to this song when I'm in a flow. Do you ever start working on something or writing something or creating something and suddenly you're in a flow, like time slows down and suddenly you've been doing that thing for hours and you didn't realize it? Or this happens in conversation sometimes when you're vibing with somebody and you get into a flow and suddenly it's 3 hours later. I love that. And it's such a good feeling and it's so hard to replicate. I don't have anything really profound to say about this song. It's just a good time. And Freddie Mercury is a legend. And if I did have something to say or relate to him, I would say, you know, keep being playful. Keep being weird. My favorite Freddie Mercury quote, which I think about a lot, is, I dress to kill, but tastefully. Epic. I love it. He really was the original G. R.I.P. Freddie. Anyway, that is the episode. I hope that you are now positively chill. I'm hoping to do this on a weekly basis, so please come back and join me again. Oh, and one more thing. I'm recording this on May 1st, and each month I plan on setting some intentions for myself for that month. I hope you will join me. I'm still working on my list for May, but one thing that I definitely want to include is celebrating every win, big or small. So often we are hard on ourselves for not doing something on the first try or needing more time on something than others. I remember in school feeling like everyone was always finishing their work and their tests before me. And it would send me into this panic, which then would make my brain just short circuit. And I was always so hard on myself for needing more time and not being able to finish with everyone else. And I realize now as an adult how toxic that mindset can be. And really, it has nothing to do with the outcome or the output of the work. So who cares how long it takes? You're a work in progress. Any achievement, no matter how long it takes, should be celebrated. So celebrate. Do something nice for yourself. Treat yourself. If I can get my act together, I will share my full intention list for May on social media. Oh yeah, follow me on social media, please, and thank you. I'm on Instagram at positively_chill. But if I don't get my act together and post it, please show me some grace. So that's it. Remember, be kind to yourself, show yourself the same grace you show the people you love, and remember, you can do hard things. And of course, please stay chill.